This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes and to study with us, again, the basic topic, the Church versus Modernism. We've been involved in this study now for several times. Last time we studied the particular position set out in the Bible concerning the Christian life as over against the view of the Christian life by modernists. Today I want to consider with you the difference in the emphasis in preaching. The biblical view is that emphasis in preaching should be given to salvation from sin. A careful study of the book of Acts, that is, the book of conversions, revealed that the primary concern of the preaching of the apostles and prophets was leading men to understand that they were lost in sin and what they must do to be saved from that sin. They made clear that men must, in obedience to the gospel of Christ, submit themselves to Him in order to be saved from sin by the power of His blood. In contrast to this emphasis, the modernist's main concern in what he terms preaching is salvation from slum dwelling, or lack of education, or poor jobs, and so forth. Now, while these things are of relative importance, they cannot compare in importance with one's being saved from his sin and with his being right with the Lord Jesus Christ. But we can see here that for the modernist, the gospel becomes simply the social gospel with little resemblance to the true gospel of Jesus Christ. While it is true that preaching the whole counsel of God will include concern for the poor, the primary emphasis must be on salvation from sin, while at the same time we recognize that we do preach not only by what we say, but by what we do. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. However, it certainly is the case that no one can really know how to preach except by learning what the Bible teaches about it. I want to call your attention now to at least 2 passages, first of all, from 2 Timothy chapter 4, and I shall begin reading with verse 1. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give to me at that day, and not to me only, but to all them that love his appearing. Now here you can see that the Apostle Paul makes clear that the preacher of the gospel has the obligation to preach the word, not merely to preach something, but to preach the word. And he warns of the time when men will not endure sound or healthy doctrine, that is, when they will not be content with what the Bible teaches, but they shall invent to themselves doctrines after their own lust, and will gather around themselves men who will tell them what they wish to hear, rather than what the Bible actually says. And then as Paul looked back over his life as a gospel preacher, he described it in a threefold way. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. And so you see there is a great deal of difference between the view of preaching as set out in the Bible and the view of preaching of a modern-day modernist. Again, I want to call your attention to another very important passage in Galatians chapter 1, beginning with verse 6. Here Paul says, I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you, and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we are an angel from heaven, should preach unto you any gospel other than that which we preached unto you, let him be anathema. My friends, the kind of preaching to which you listen and to which you submit your life is indeed crucial to you. May God help you to read your own Bible and to see for yourself the truth which is taught therein.